Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready
to
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing.
Fiesta.
Romancing.
Siesta.
Samba.
La bamba.
Ay, caramba.
Disguises.
Disguises.
Surprises.
Surprises.
And pies of.
And pies of.
All sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
Today, a look into our writer's joke file. That's right, we examine both jokes.
You know, Floyd, cats don't have people putting out traps to catch them. Cats don't have ladies see them and jump on a chair.
Yeah. Say, Irwin, are you hungry?
You know another thing about cats?
You know, I am. I'm gonna pop into this house and grab a bite. Wait here.
Cats don't have to do that to get food either. People put it out for them. Wait on them. You ever hear of someone stopping at the supermarket to buy mouse food? Huh? Never.
You know, Irwin's a nice guy, but all he does all day is talk about cats. Cats do this and cats do that. All he talks about is... Well, speak of the devil.
I'm out of here!
I'll get you, mouse.
And the way they go meow. So much classier than squeaking.
Irwin, run for it!
I'll get you, cat!
You don't want to get me. What's there to get?
Hi, Garfield.
Hi, Floyd.
Hey, a double play.
Let's get out of here before you become a sacrifice.
I just wanted a snack.
I'll see what's in the kitchen, but I warn you, there won't be much. This is, after all, my kitchen.
See how terrific he is. Cats are just so neat. They're always...
Erwin, if you don't mind me asking, how come you're always going on and on and on about how great cats are?
Well, it's... because I want to be one.
You want to be a cat?
Hmm?
Irwin, you're a mouse. You can't be a cat.
Why not? Every mouse should have the right to be a cat. Did you ever see this guy who does this TV show for kids?
And you can be anything you want to be, boys and girls. Anything at all.
You see? You see? He says I can be whatever I want to be. Well, what I want to be is a cat.
Irwin, he means you can be successful or have any kind of job you want. He doesn't mean you can change your species.
Here, I found a cookie I missed in my 10 a.m. kitchen search.
Garfield, Irwin here wants to be a cat.
Can you eat?
Yeah.
Can you sleep?
Sure.
He has all the necessary skills.
I could be a cat? A real and for truly pussy cat?
Well, let's just say you're an honorary feline and leave it there. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm about 3 naps behind for the day.
At last, I've made it! I'm a cat! Meow, meow, hiss, hiss, hiss!
Garfield, you think this honorary cat business is such a good idea?
All we do is sleep and eat all day.
Yeah, well, if you say so, I...
If I'm a cat, I'm gonna have to do cat-like things, like a purr, and then spit a lot, and lick my fur. Yeah, but I'll do it. I'll do it. I guess I have to start eating cat food, too. Let's see, what's in this? Kidney parts? Animal byproducts? Grain filler? It won't be easy. What a cat's gotta do? What a cat's gotta do? This is what cats eat? Ugh. No wonder they're always spitting. It's a dog. It's a dog and I'm a cat. And I know what dogs do to cats. Oh, please, Mr. Dog, don't hurt me. Please. Oh, no, don't hurt me. Oh, he's tasting me. Help. Oh, meow, hiss, hiss. Oh, save me from the dog. Save me from the dog. Boy, I can run faster now that I'm a cat. I'll have to beware of dogs, though. They chase cats, just like cats chase mice. Chase mice? That's right. I forgot, as a cat, I have to chase mice.
Come on, Arwen, let's get out of here and go find some cheese.
I don't eat cheese, Mouse. I'm a cat. Meow, hiss.
Arwen, the joke is over. You were...
Meow, and hiss, meow.
Arwen, this isn't funny. Now, Arwen, stop this. You are not a cat.
Now, don't you try to trick me, Mouse.
Arwen, have you considered switching to decaffeinated coffee? Maybe I'll be safe in here. No, I won't.
Oh, rats! I lost my mouse! Hey, fella cats!
No, you cheesehead, don't!
Hiya, guys. Any of you guys seen a delicious-looking mouse around here?
They're, like, really asking for it lately.
Hey, I'm a cat! Don't you guys know a cat when you see one? Oh, I'm one of you guys.
Oh, this is brutal. I gotta get Garfield to straighten this out.
Boy, is this the way cats treat other cats?
Come on, you started this, now you gotta stop it.
They won't discourage me, and you won't discourage me. I've always wanted to be a cat, and a cat I shall be.
I wouldn't dream of discouraging you, Irwin, as long as you don't discourage me.
Discourage you? From what?
I've never told this to a living soul before, but
yeah.
I want to be a dog.
Garfield!
There, I've said it.
Well, then you should become a dog. As you encouraged me, I encourage you. From now on, Garfield, you are a dog.
Really?
Really.
Good. That means I get to chase cats like you.
Yeah, but.
Hey, come back here, cat.
Meow, hiss, meow.
Arf.
Let's see what's in this food I've been feeding him.
Like a rat.
Bow wow, arf, and other dog sounds.
No, please, Garfield, please. You're not a dog, you're a cat. Oh, you're a nice cat.
But if you can be a cat, then I can be a dog, right?
In that case, I'm not a cat. I'm a mouse. Look, I have mouse ears and I squeak. Squeak, squeak, squeak. Do you hear that?
Well, if you're a mouse, since I don't chase mice...
I'm a mouse! You hear that, world? I am a mouse. I'm a mouse, and I am proud to be a mouse.
Hey, nice job, Garfield. You probably saved his life.
Well, he'd never make it as a cat. He's much too active.
Yeah, but you know, there may be something you could do for me.
Name it.
Well, as you know, I've always wanted to be on the show every week, and...
Don't be ridiculous. Yeah.
Wade, the cow is supposed to give milk. She's a cow.
Oh, I'm sorry. When you get in panic mode, it's hard to stop, you know. Orson, I hope I don't annoy you when I come running to you for the least little thing.
Well, I sometimes feel like the guy in this book.
What guy in what book?
This book. It's about an old wise man who lives atop a mountain. People climb up there and he shares his wisdom with them.
Well, I'm very glad I have you down here at sea level and not atop no mountain, no how, no way.
Yeah, I'm so lucky.
I forget that I am a fortunate duck in many ways. I have my good friend and advisor, Orson. And I have my place to sleep and hide under a roof here in the barn. And I have a big, fat, ugly pig sleeping here in my bed. Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Help! Big, fat, ugly pig in my bed! Pig in a blanket! Help! Help!
Orson, brother of yours, using my comforter.
I am sick of living in a mud hole. That's why I'm moving in here.
Will it do any good for me to object?
Well, in that case, I wouldn't object.
This is my house now. I live here, I sleep here, and I get any mail addressed to occupant.
I am not going to take this lying down. I will run screaming and panicking all over the place, but I will not lie down. Help, Orson! How do I get your brother to give me back my... Wait a minute! I am doing it again, troubling my good friend Orson, who will not be my good friend forever if I keep dumping my problems on him. Who else can help me with my little dog problem? Of course! The old wise man who lives atop the mountain. Solving a problem like this, that ought to be easy. Getting up to him, now that's not so easy. I made it, I think.
Greetings! I've been expecting you!
You were? How'd you know I was coming to see you?
How'd I know? I'm the old wise man who knows everything.
Oh, that makes sense. Oh, old wise man who knows everything, I am in need of your advice.
I knew that too. But first you must put your trust in my ideas.
I put my trust in your ideas.
You must put your hope in my counseling.
I put my hope in your counseling.
And you must put $99.95 in my hand.
I put 90 hat.
That's for plain old good advice. Great advice is $200, and excellent advice is 300 and up.
All right. Lay a little good advice on me, wise man. You see, there's this big pig.
Stop. You must look to the skies for the answers to that which perturbs you. For life is but a jungle, and we are all animals within it. Do you know what it means when the lion roars?
The movie's about to start?
No! It means he is warning all that they must not encroach on his world. So roar, my son. Roar like the lion.
Roar like a lion? All right. After all that climbing, I don't know if I have the strength to roar like a kitty cat, let alone a lion. But roar, I must. For the old wise man said it would work, and he knows everything. And besides, I gave him almost $100. Now, what do you say to that? I think I need better advice. If he's so wise, how come he doesn't know about escalators?
I knew you'd be back.
And I knew that you knew that I'd be back. Here is $200. Oh, wise man, give me great advice, please.
The eagle may soar high, my son, but what of the lowly sparrow? Is it not folly to sweep the sand away from the beach?
Get to the part where I do something.
The smallest insect can fell the mightiest beast if it buzzes like a bee. That is what you must do.
Buzz like a bee.
You got it.
Buzz like a bee, the man says. Well, it's worth a try. Buzz, buzz. Oh, buzz, 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 buzz. Buzz, buzz. There, you have been buzzed like a bee. What now, large swine? I am getting perturbed. I think it is time for the best and most expensive advice. Why do I have to do this? Why doesn't he just install a 1-900 number? Here is all the money I have in the world. Take it. Just give me the best possible advice.
I knew you were
coming. Yeah, I know you knew I was coming back. Everyone knew I was coming back. Even they knew I was coming back. Just advise me, please.
As the fish swims through the sea, so does every...
Stop. This is a 7-minute cartoon. Stop with the philosophical jazz and just tell me how to get the pig out of my bed. What do you want me to do? Bark like a dog? Meow like a cat? Make yellow-bellied sapsucker sounds like a yellow-bellied sapsucker? Tell me!
If I were you, I'd move somewhere else.
Move somewhere else? Move somewhere else? You mean give up? Is that what you're telling me?
In a manner, yes.
I've been doing that my entire life!
Well, then, I guess you didn't need me. I had a hunch that was gonna happen.
But wait! I cannot move somewhere else. I have no money left.
Gee, what a shame. I had a real good day. In fact, I'm going to give up this old wise man routine. The job was never that great. Commute from the valley, it takes forever. See ya.
Woe is me. I have no place to live and no money. What will I do?
Where is the old wise man? I have traveled far to seek his advice.
I knew you were coming, my son.
You did? How did you know?
I am the old wise man of the mountain. I know everything. Give me some money. The answer to your problem, my son, lies in that which prowls the jungles of the skies of the ocean.
Grocery bill, Chinese food home delivery, bakery, Garfield. Either you're going to have to eat less, or I'll have to get a part-time job. The Help Wanted section. How cute. Hey, here's something. Part-time personal chef wanted. I could do that.
Hey, you can't be someone else's part-time cook. You're already my full-time cook.
Yeah, I'm looking for somebody who can cook for George Fisticuff.
George Fisticuff? The heavyweight boxing champion? Oh, please, please, please. Oh, I must have the job.
Wait a minute. I need a reference. Now, what can you show me to prove that you know how to cook? You're hired.
Where's lunch, Max? I haven't eaten since 11:45, and it's almost noon.
George, the match is tomorrow, and you're at your perfect fighting weight now.
Nah, Max, I don't need to diet. I can beat Crusher Crummer with one hand tied behind my back and a turkey leg in the other.
Crusher Crummer!
What are you doing here? The fight is tomorrow night.
I know. I just thought I'd get a rare glimpse of you standing up.
Yeah, well, when I get through with you, they're gonna have to close your face down weekend so it doesn't scare smile children.
Yeah!
This is a great job, Garfield, preparing diet meals for the heavyweight champ.
Yeah, and since he can't have any fattening food, I'm making sure it doesn't go to waste.
You're going to be on the canvas longer than Whistler's mother.
Yeah, well, tomorrow night, you're going to be lucky if you live through the weigh-in.
Yeah. We'll see about that.
See why I want you at your perfect fighting weight?
I don't need any more convincing.
Chef!
You chefed, sir? Champ?
I can't eat another thing till after the fight tomorrow. No matter what I say, no matter what I do, don't give me any food.
No food. Got it.
And remember, if you feed me and I lose that fight on account of it...
Oh, you won't. I won't. We won't.
Yeah, good. Okay, you guys have fun. See you in the ring tomorrow, champ.
Don't worry. I'll keep you on your diet. I'll be in the kitchen.
What, Buckle? I changed my mind. I need a sandwich. You tied me over.
But you said that I wasn't supposed
to... Never mind what I said. I want a ham sandwich with lettuce, tomatoes, mayo, extra mustard, and pickles.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Here you go, champ.
Don't give me that. Didn't you hear me? You want me to lose the fight?
No.
No food, you got that?
This job may not be as easy as... Garfield, what are you doing?
I'm doing the champ a favor, getting all the microwave pizzas out of here in a non-wasteful manner.
Oh, I don't know if you should be...
Hey, turnbuckle! Do I smell pizza? Pizza with pepperoni, sausage, onion, bell peppers, and extra cheese.
Ooh, good nose.
But you said not to let you have anything to eat that was gonna...
Let me have some pizza right now.
Yes, sir. Here you go, sir. Nice, hot, fresh microwave...
I can't eat pizza! I don't want to see any food around here, and I don't want to smell any food around here, because if I do...
You won't, champ. Honest.
I'd better not, or you'll be flatter than a pancake. Oh, pancakes! No food. Got that?
No food. Garfield, it's very important that the champ not smell any... Garfield,
Garfield, where are you? Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, he's not.
These ribs could use a few more minutes.
You can't. I mean, you mustn't. I mean... Garfield, if the champ smells these ribs...
Do I smell ribs?
Maybe I'll just spare myself some pain and...
Spare ribs?
I'm doomed. I'm doomed. I'm totally doomed. I'm so doomed I can't believe how doomed I am.
These are the best ribs I've had in years.
Champ, you're not supposed to be eating ribs like that.
You're right. I need potato salad and beans and coleslaw and bread and butter and maybe a couple of chickens and...
Ah, look at yous. You both ate like pigs. You put on all that extra weight. What do you have to say for yourselves? George is gonna lose the fight, and it's your fault, Arbuckle.
Let me explain, sir. I can't explain.
I have an idea, as usual.
I think my cat has an idea.
I'll try anything at this point.
We've got more barbecuing to do.
Brought you the dinner you ordered, sir.
I didn't order no dinner. I am training and Hey, is that ribs?
Ribs, potato salad, beans, slaw?
I shouldn't, but give me those. Where's the slaw? Oh, there's the slaw. Oh, that's good slaw.
And gentlemen, a fight for the heavyweight championship of the world. In this corner, weighing 328 pounds, the challenger, Crusher Krellman. In this corner, having just had his trunks let out, weighing, who knows, champion George Fistica. Will the fighters come to the center of the ring? Will the fighter... Guys? Crusher? The fight?
They're both asleep. What kind of fight is this?
Hey, my ribs always were a knockout.